It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good Saturday morning, Jingle. Welcome to the Coach's Corner. On this kind of a dreary fall morning, but big night of football last night as the Blue Demons get the win. And Albia remains undefeated on this 2013 season. And we got a coaching staff in the office this morning. We got Coach Staten stopping by, Coach Folkert. We're going to talk about this tough-minded black shirt defense that the Blue Demons threw out there last night. And Hugh Sinclair is going to talk about that side of the football as we talk about that big 49-6 win, the Blue Demons over PCM. PCM, a very good opponent. So when you look at that score, don't get lost in the fact that that was a big win for Albia in terms of point differential. It wasn't just any old foe they were facing. They were facing a PCM team, a team, by the way, that beat Pella Christian earlier in the season 40-3. So anybody that can whip up on a Pella Christian team has got a pretty good football team. They came into last night's contest undefeated in district action as well. But the Blue Demons prevailed, 49-6 the final score in a game that started about 2 hours early, and you know, you had to wonder with the rushing of getting things put together, the timing of having to pick everything up and leave. Would that have the coaches and the players out of sorts, and would they get a slow start? Well, the early start didn't mean a slow start; it meant a quick start for the Blue Demons, and they held on all night long, 49-6, the final score. We're going to come back, talk about last night's football game. Coach Staten and Coach Folkert's in the house, and we're going to talk with them about it. As I said, Hugh Sinclair is going to be. And the offensive coordinator just stumbled in. He had a long night, 49 points. Wow. Getting it done offensively, and we'll talk about that game and get all the scores from last night when we come back. Back to the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Hi, my name is Christy Grove. I'm the mortgage lender for Community First Credit Union in Albia. Have you found your dream home? Right now at Community First Credit Union, we're offering a 15-year mortgage as low as 2.75%. With rates so low, there's never been a more affordable time to buy or refinance. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Call for additional cost information. Terms and qualifications apply. Limited time only. Federally insured by the NCUA.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
Every element of a sporting event requires equipment. To get gear for the game, shop Danco on the northeast corner of the Centerville Square or shopdanco.com. That's DANNCO.com. Right now, Danco has a 20% savings for you on baseball equipment and women's sandals. Danco is open 9 to 6 Monday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday. Shop Danco for sporting goods, athletic footwear, and footwear for the family. Danco on the northeast corner of the Centerville Square or online at danco.com.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Dewey Motor Company of Albia would like to take this time to welcome Scott Tibbles as the new service manager. Dewey is excited to have Scott, a lifelong resident of Monroe County. Scott brings a fresh and new approach to the service department, and Scott's number one goal is customer satisfaction. Dewey services all makes and models, and for your convenience, Dewey offers free local pickup and delivery. So give Scott a call today to schedule your next appointment at 641-932-7500.
Bluff Creek Archery is a place to go for those hunting enthusiasts in your family. They have in-stock youth bows and all the accessories for the young archer or the seasoned hunter. With any new bow purchase, you receive 30 days free shooting in their indoor range. Stop in and check out their large selection of bows and archery accessories. Bluff Creek Archery in Albia. Call 932-2422 for more details. That's Bluff Creek Archery on Washington Avenue East in Albia.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back here to back to the Coach's Corner, courtesy of Community First Credit Union. I'll tell you right now, as always, as I've been talking about for the last 6 months to a year, these are historic low interest rates right now, and the terms that CFirst is putting together, this is the time if you're looking for a new vehicle or to upgrade or work on your home, this is the time to get it done, and see them out at the corner 3405, and they'll take exceptional care of you. Let's take a look at the Friday Night Lights big board and take a look at the scores from last night. As I said earlier, Albia gets the win 49-6 over PCM. It was Pella getting by Sheraton 42-13. Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont held on to get a win on a botched punt that was picked up by Dylan Pixley and taken in for a touchdown as time expired there. And Eddyville gets the win 42-34 over Wapello. It was Wayne all over Tri-County 67-0. Davis County a big winner last night over Central Lee 36-14. And Davis County is going to go on the road to take on Bondurant Farrar next Friday night, and they've got a football team that's improving, and they're going to make some noise. It was BGM Brooklyn all over North Mahaska, 69-0. Peak in a big winner on the shutout, 56-0 over English Valley. West Branch gets by Sigourney Kyoto. Sigourney Kyoto in overtime scored a touchdown and decided to go for two, came up short, and in that contest loses by one, 47-46, the final score there. It was Mason City in a rain-delayed game, losing last night or defeating Ottumwa last night, 17-7. Bondurant Farrar was all over Clark, 66-14. The score there. Oskaloosa, a big winner last night, 51-16 over Keokuk. It was Melcher Dallas going down to HLV Victor, who stays undefeated on the season, 56-14. I-35 is beat by CMB, Albia's next opponent, 56-20. Centerville, another winner. Centerville has played good football as late, 28-16 over Fort Madison. Carlisle, a winner last night over Knoxville, 28-6. And Murray, a shutout victory over Moravia, 52-0. Another contest around the area, it was Fairfield getting a win over Mount Pleasant, a team Albia beat earlier in the season, 52-21. Fairfield with the win. Sioux City East over Indianola, 34-7. And Pella Christian in a nail biter against Ogden goes down by one, 14-13, the final score there. Twin Cedars remains with only one loss on the season as they get a forfeit last night to Seymour. That's a look at last night's scores. We're going to take a quick timeout, come back. Coach Dayton's here in the house. We'll talk about last night's football game. Also have Tim Folkerts and the O coordinator in the house. We'll talk about last night's 49-6 win when we come back. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
Thank you.
First McNest Company, serving the farming community, is a trusted name in animal feed and nutritional services. From commodities to our highest performing premix and minerals, our team is passionate about helping our customers not only succeed, but to excel. First McNest knows that being mediocre just doesn't cut it, and that's why we're committed to greatness in both products and services. To take advantage of our 2014 booking program, special pricing, and work with the most passionate livestock professionals in Iowa, call us at 800-535-7949 and ask for the sales rep in your area.
Now it's time for the Iowa Lottery's Winning Minute.
A birthday gift sure paid off for a Southeast Iowa woman.
Diane Paget of Bloomfield won $10,000 on a Cash Inferno scratch ticket her husband gave her as a birthday present.
Scratched it off and there it was. Looked at it and looked at it and looked at it 100 times. Still didn't believe it. Still don't believe it.
Diane was excited to share her good news with family.
My dad said, "Oh my gosh, do you realize that's 10,000 ones?" He said, "That's a big stack."
Here are Iowa Lottery drawing results for Thursday, October the 4th. Midday pick 3 numbers were 9, 8, and 6. Evening pick numbers were 3, 4, and 5. Midday pick 4 numbers were 6, 0, 3, and 5. And evening pick 4 numbers were 5, 1, 6, and 2. The $100,000 cash game numbers were 2, 9, 11, 12, and 31.
This has been the Iowa Lottery's Winning Minute. Make time to have some fun already.
Carpenter's Hall in Sheraton is having a Sunday buffet on October 6th. Thelma is serving roasted chicken, chef-carved ham and roast beef, and barbecued ribs, a variety of side dishes along with a salad bar, and a delectable dessert bar including cheesecake and soft-serve ice cream. Serving starts at 11 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. The cost is $12 per person. Come on out and enjoy Thelma's Sunday buffet at Carpenter's Hall at 1215 Court Avenue in Sheraton on Sunday, October 6th.
Get unbelievable savings Friday, October 4th through Sunday, October 6th during Menards Crazy Days Sale. Save 75% on assorted men's and women's isotoner gloves, just $4.99 per pair. Stock up with assorted Healthy Choice Soup, 10 15-ounce cans for just $9. Save $25 after sale price and rebate on a portable handheld LCD TV, just $29.99 after rebate. Hurry, Goodwill supplies last. Don't miss Menards Crazy Days Sale, Friday through Sunday.
Save big money at Menards.
At Community First Credit Union, we have the right tool for your next home project. For a limited time only, get a home equity line of credit as low as 3.75% APR. There are no closing costs, and we finance up to 100% of your home's value. Stop by your local branch or apply online today for a home equity line of credit at 3.75% APR. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Offer subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Say 30 yards to go here.
Almost looks like they're maybe going to try to go for it. It's not close enough for a field goal. It's too close for a punt. So we're going to try to see what we can do and get good yardage if nothing else.
Big number 7-7, Logan Rosenboom checking in. Here's the fade pattern down the sideline. It's up for grabs. And then touchdown, Albion! Why not? When you need a 37-yard play, you go to Zach Hugan, touchdown, Albion.
You know, why not? Last week, we haven't had a chance to even give a pipe on there.
Unbelievable.
He has 8 catches.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
37-yard touchdown pass there from Brett Lesh and Zach Hugan, and Albia scores on that second drive for the Blue Demons. And Coach, it's got to feel pretty darn nice to have a play in the playbook and a player in the playbook that you can go to on fourth down at 36 and get a 37-yard touchdown.
Well, and don't forget that there were people in front of that quarterback protecting him so he had time to throw. Everybody focuses on the passer and the catcher, but they forget about the guy in the line of scrimmage that's fighting off people trying to get to the guy with the ball. But yes, we have some playmakers, and you know, a good football team, you're supposed to make plays. If you don't make plays and you make mistakes, then bad things happen. And we want to try to keep getting better each and every ball game, each and every practice, actually. And if we do that, if we can keep getting better, well, I think they're better days ahead.
Well, Coach, in every football game, you got to make adjustments, and but rarely do you make such big adjustments before a football game, having to move the time up 2 hours. You guys had a long bus trip. It's not just getting everybody on the bus and heading up to the game. You got all your equipment has to be ready to go. That means everyone has to scramble. And you would think that with all that chaos and all the stress that's put on moving the game up for the whole football program, you guys would maybe come out a little bit sluggish, but I tell you what, defensively you came out slugging right away, and offense you put the first points up on the board.
Well, we have a philosophy, anybody, anywhere, anytime. And there are times in football that you have to improvise and adjust. And, you know, the team we had to beat was on the bus as we made the journey. It's us against us. Not really us against the other opponent. It's a hard concept for people to understand, but it is true. And all we have to do is play our best, and it doesn't matter if that's at 1 o'clock in the morning or 7:30 at night. Our best is our best. And unfortunately, in the first half, we did not play our best. But we played well, but not our best. And I challenged the players at halftime to give it their best shot and play on a higher plane. And they were able to do that. And I respect them for that. But, you know, that's our role, play our best. And the only problem it made was I had to get the bus on time. And I've got a 25-minute drive to get there. So I had to hustle. But we were ready to go, and I think they were ready to go. And the way it turned out, we could have probably played the game at the regular time. But weathermen said 80% chance of rain at 8 o'clock. And I don't know how you keep your job if you're wrong half the time and still get it. I don't think a football coach could do that.
Well, Coach, when you look at this game last night, 49-6, you know, the 49 points as this offense continues to really do a great job putting points up on the board. But how many times last night that offense was handed the short field because of the toughness of this defense? And when you're starting on their side of the 50-yard line, the odds go up dramatically for scoring opportunities.
We had a touchback on a kickoff, too, and that puts the ball on the 20. And when a team starts with 80 yards to go, there's more chances of things to go wrong than there are of things to go right, because there are 11 guys out there. Anyone could make a mistake that could cost the touchdown. But we did get good field position, and the offense and the defense and the kicking game should complement each other in those areas. We had a really nice punt return that could have gone all the way. And, it's kind of fun to second-guess the coaches, and I even get involved in on them watching TV. Why did they do that, or why did they do this? But, only the bullfighter knows what it's like to go out and actually face the bull. All the spectators can tell him how he should do this and hold the cape and just stick the sword or whatever. But, you know, when you're out there facing the bull, it's a different thing. And I want to give our coaches a pat on the back. When we do not have success, we just shut our mouths and we take it, because ultimately we're responsible. But this is a time where I want to give the coaches a big pat on the back, because we have smart coaches and they made good adjustments in that ball game. It looks like, PCM, not all that tough there, but hey, that's a good football team. And we just found a way to get things done. And then the momentum gets on your side, and then the snowball effect starts to come in. But I'm really impressed with our coaches, the way they talk things out and the way the players listen. You can have a good idea, but if the players don't buy in and commit, the good idea is not going to happen. So the adjustment we made, and then the players carrying that onto the field, the way they responded at halftime to being challenged by their head coach to play on a higher level, are all good things, and I'm really proud of our players for being able to listen and being ready to play. But we should be ready to play. There's only one game on Friday night, a whole week long. We don't have to get ready for a game on Tuesday and another game on Thursday or Friday or Saturday. Hey, it's Friday. It's game day. Let's get it on.
Coach, lots of guys contributed lots of ways last night. One guy that received our impact player of the game, and that was Ryan Sarver. And Ryan, moved from you bring back your All-State running back from a year ago, Alex Schultz, and Ryan Sarver has been carrying the load. And you talked about his willingness. He offered to move to the other side of the football to play defense, and last night he was all over the football field. Then he gets his one opportunity to run the football and does nothing but score a touchdown.
Well, he's a complete player. He works hard in the off season. Does what we ask. He's got a great attitude, and he was willing to step out. And Alex has waited a long time to play. It's his fault, but he accepted the responsibility and was ready to go. And Ryan sure helped on defense. And I wasn't surprised that he scored a running touchdown. He's a great running back as well, and it gives us some depth. In our backfield. But we have a number of players that have good attitudes. When you have success, that has to happen. We have a few players, maybe still haven't bought in yet, but sometimes you fake it till you make it, and we keep inviting them. Come on, join in. Buy the philosophy, because it works. And little by little, we're making grounds there. But both the Sarver boys are quality people and love to play the game of football. I like the way Luke came in and commanded the offense and got him down the field and made some nice passes. I think he was 3 for 4, that's a pretty good night's work. And when we had to hunt around trying to find other people to put in, we don't have a lot of slot backs. And I've asked Ryan, would you learn tailback, fullback, and slot back? So he's a versatile athlete, and he stepped into one of his backup roles now and put the ball in the end zone pretty smooth.
Coach, CMB next on the docket. They got a good football team as well, and they're going to be a great challenge. But the district championships lays at your feet. It's in your hands and in your control.
Well, CMB is the opponent that's coming to town, but we're playing us against us, and we have to get away from way too many penalties in this ball game. We had three times as many penalties, and we had three times more yards in penalties, and broken assignments and fumbles and those kinds of things will cause a team to come up on the short end of the stick. So this week we're going to focus on what's important now, and that's getting better each and every day. And yes, this is an impact game. I think they are undefeated in the district, or do they have one loss? I don't know. Each week I just take whoever's next, and we get ready for them. And by the time Monday rolls around, I'll have a fix on the CMB. But I know they've got a great quarterback. Name is Samson. I've been hunting the phone book trying to find Delilah somewhere to clip his hair and slow him down. But nobody slowed him down yet. And it's going to be a great challenge. But it is at home. And as far as we know, it's the last home game. It's certainly a regular season home game for our players, and I think they'll be out ready to play their best game.
Coach, real quick, I like no suspense at the end. I really like having a wide margin of victory, but your grandson just couldn't stay awake for the whole thing. I got a picture of him last night. He fell asleep. You guys made it so uninteresting there at the end.
Well, his mommy is one of our greatest fans, and unfortunately, every now and then, grandsons act like their dad, and but I love Mike too, but he has to get his sleep too.
And real quick, it looks like you brought someone in from Duck Dynasty and a friend that made it from Oregon.
Tom Granger was on my staff at Clarinda 40 years ago, and has been loyal and moved to the West Coast, and he's a Duck fan, and he'll send me quack emails every now and then. But he's followed our team since the beginning here, and he and his wife wanted to get on an airplane and fly out and just to watch a game. And when you have good friends and your souls touch, you can be apart for years, and when you get together, it's just like you haven't been apart at all. And that's kind of the way it is with the coach. And he was on our sidelines. It was good to have an old friend on the sidelines again, and he was a good boy. He didn't yell at the referees or try to give me any tips, but I love Coach and his wife. They're good people.
Coach Dayton, the victorious coach of the Ivy Blue Demons last night, 49-6. We're going to take a quick timeout. Come back, Coach Folkerts. And our offensive coordinator, the mastermind behind those 49 points, Coach Farrington, is going to come and join us. And then you, Sinclair, will join the conversation when we come back. Don't forget, bottom half of the hour, we got the cheerleaders in the house, and they're going to talk about their role on helping this football team get success on the field. And then towards the end of the hour, Coach Ratliff's going to stop by, and we're going to talk a little cross-country. All this and more when we come back to the corner 34 and 5. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
When you are looking for a way to pay tribute to your loved one, think of something that will last for many years and many generations to see. A monument will accomplish this. You can put it all in stone. Pictures, sayings, whatever you can imagine can be etched in the monument of your choosing. Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you in choosing the monument that best fits your needs. Call Senate Pierschbacher at 932-5197 and ask how you can get a discount on your monument.
Hi, I'm Diane with Gardner Collier Jewelry. During our double discount sale, you'll find beautiful wedding sets, anniversary rings, 20% off with an additional 10% savings. Impressive diamonds and colored stone rings, earrings, and pendants, 20% off with an additional 20% savings. Choose your gift for the holidays and use our convenient layaway at Gardner Collier Jewelry, Penn Central Mall, Oskaloosa, and Quincy Place Mall, Ottumwa, where the area's largest selection of fine jewelry is now on sale.
Hi, Frankenstein's monster here. You know life's not easy. I can't turn around without some joker coming at me with a pitchfork. But things are looking up thanks to the Iowa Lottery's Halloween Millions Raffle, the multi-state lottery game with some of the best odds ever to win $1 million. The deadline is midnight Halloween night, so I'm headed out to get a ticket. Oh good, more pitchforks.
Visit IALottery.com for rules and complete details and get your raffle tickets today.
Woohoo!
Well, Bob, it's a great day for playing the Iowa Lottery's new Tailgater Scratch Game.
That's right, Chuck. These players are going for the top prize of $2,000. But if they don't win, they can enter a drawing for four tickets to see either the Hawkeyes, Cyclones, or Panthers game on November 23rd.
There's the first scratch, and it's a fumble.
One player's dropped his lucky quarter.
Boy, you hate to see that tough break, but this game's not over yet.
That's right, Bob. If you don't win, play it again. Enter non-winning Tailgater tickets by November 4th. See IALottery.com for details.
Woohoo!
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. We're talking to football now, but the cheerleaders are in the house. I can hear them back there getting ready to go, and they're going to be on air here in just a few seconds. And of course, towards the end of the hour, we're going to have Coach Ratliff talking about the cross country. But let's talk a little bit about the speed of this Albia defense, Coach Folkerts crossway. Coach, lots of different looks last night, lots of different bodies you threw out there, their offense. And, boy, you really made it tough going for those guys to have much success.
Well, fortunately for us, we've got a lot of kids that like to play the game, and they're not scared to play different positions or out of position or opposite sides. We just kept moving people around and trying different looks until we got one that worked. We got a lot of speed on the line, and we got a lot of speed in the defensive backfield and all the way around on defense. And, you know, with the coaching staff that we got, we just keep talking to the kids, and it's great having all them kids on the sidelines to be able to visit with them and to make the adjustments on the fly.
Well, one of the things that's impressive is that, you know, there really is 11 hats on the football, you know, and it becomes a contagious thing. I find if we can get a big hit early on, it really carries over. And the guys want to go out, and they don't want to be spectators on the field. And, you know, the best seat in the house is up in the stands when you want to play football, though it's on the field. And those guys have that mentality. And it just seems like once we get that little bit of that taste, that little drop of blood in the shark tank, it's lights out.
Yeah, last night we had a little bit of a slow start on, you know, we weren't getting as many to the ball as we'd like, and You know, we stress this every practice, every play. We want 11 guys to the ball, 11 guys to the ball. And coach challenged us at halftime, and you know, you could really tell it because they turned up the wick and the fire was hot. And the kids just got a great passion for the game. And you know, when you got kids that love to play football and they believe in themselves, they believe in each other, and they believe in the coaches, and the coaches believe in them, then it's just about an unstoppable force.
Well, PCM is no slouch. They're an outstanding opponent. You made them not look as good as they are last night. And as I told people driving home after in the postgame show, when you look at the score, it's more about Albie being really good last night and less about PCM not being very good, because that's a very good football team you guys shut out last night, or shut down.
PCM's got a fantastic coaching staff, and they've got great players, and they came to play football, and so did our boys. It's just we played a little bit better ball game than they did last night, and you know, we're looking at another great opponent this week and with CMB, and you know, we just got to keep chugging forward and playing our best, and you know, part of our defensive philosophy is penetrate, pursue, and punish. And take care of our 111th and give us your best shot every play. And if you give us your best shot every play, good things are going to happen. And you know, that's what we get. And if something happens and you didn't get exactly where you were supposed to be, or did the results weren't quite what you wanted, you know, we got to learn to flush it and go on, make an adjustment. So these kids, like I say, we got a great group of kids, and I just can't say enough good things about them.
Well, Coach, you know, you've been the traditional offense this year has not been the traditional offense that you guys have had to face. Yet last night, they lamp in the eye formation and came under center. That's the first time all season we saw that formation from someone other than our football team.
Yep, and we knew that, and we scouted it up pretty good and kind of had an idea on how we wanted to try to control it. And, you know, fortunately for us, we get to practice against that every day. You know, at least once a week we get to go against our offense, and it's a lot of the same. So we had a good idea on what we wanted to do, and you know, we just had to get people in the right spots and keep making adjustments. And it wasn't huge adjustments, not like we're swinging at the fence. It was just, you know, step a little bit closer to the plate and make it happen. So
we got one of your outstanding linebackers sitting next to you, Hugh Sinclair. And what I love about you is that he, you know, he's kind of a player that will do so whatever you ask him to do, and he's smart. He's like a coach out on the football field.
Yeah, we've had him. He started out at linebacker. He plays inside, plays outside linebacker. We've had him on the D line. He'll go wherever we ask and just puts a smile on and keeps on going, and that's what I like about Hugh. He's a good kid.
Well, you it looked like a bunch of sharks out there getting a little taste of blood, and it seems to be a contagious thing for you guys. If someone makes a big hit, you all want a part of that.
Yeah, we're all big into that one big hit, and I know Ryan Sarver had a couple of those big hits just laying out eight, and it was just fun watching him, and it was fun getting in on another tackle. And we just all want a little piece of that.
The early start had no effect on you guys at all. It looked like you know, you ready to go, just like it was 7:30 kick.
I actually kind of liked it because we got done at 8:00 and we were able to get home before midnight and get some more sleep.
Well, it looks like you got a little sleep this morning, but there's no rest in this program because you guys have a championship on your mind.
That is for sure. We are expecting to go to the Dome. And to actually win the Dome is what we want to do. Win the championship is what we want to do. And if we set our goals that high, we have to work that hard. And we're just going to come out this week, and we're going to practice hard as if we were going to win the Dome, win the championship, and just work our way there.
Well, your sister keeps texting in. It wasn't fair last night. You know, I'm looking at storm clouds coming in. She sends me a picture looking out her back window of the mountains and the Southern California sunshine on the sunset on Friday night. So she had a pretty good seat in the house.
Yeah, she's out there in California. She's doing pretty well. I'm glad she could listen to here on KIC and just keep in touch.
Well, they've got to call your name quite a bit, buddy, last night. A great performance out of you. As a senior, I know this is important, and you know, one of the things that comes on your shoulders is leadership, and that's a responsibility that, you know, with a lot of young guys around you, you've got to take on this year.
Yeah, but, I mean, everyone's got a little help. We've had a couple juniors that have stepped up. I know Justin Bosser has really been a good leader this past year, and everyone's just doing their part, and it's as if...
That's your sister right there. That's what that is.
I can believe that. But everyone's stepping up, and everyone knows who to follow and who to listen to.
Well, you guys have been like Santa Claus at Christmas to this offense, because this defense is just keeps wrapping up gifts and giving it to the offense. You guys are giving these guys short fields to work on to, I think, put those big points up on the board.
Well, I mean, the offense is doing really good, too. I mean, they're going down and they're scoring almost every time that we put the ball over there, but it's a whole team. It's not just the defense and it's not just the offense.
Well, coach, when you got a defense that wants to give you the ball in short fields, it makes coordinator's life pretty easy.
You're exactly right. I mean, we start out in the second half there, and we had the ball in the 25, and we didn't do anything with it, and we kicked it back away to PCM. And then our defense made big plays and gave us short fields those next two times. And you know, instead of being 21-6, it's suddenly 35-6, and it's a completely different ball game there in the third quarter.
Do you have like a little hat that you put numbers in and just pull out like who's going to touch the football, because you have so many choices, coach? Dan and I up there jokingly talk about, you know, it's impossible to pick wrong.
Well, we have I get a lot of advice. You know, my job is basically to take the advice I get and what I see out there and then make a decision. And, you know, we'll score a touchdown and then we come back to the board and you know, the other coach is like, hey, should we try this? We could try this. After the game, you know, oh, we should have ran this. We should have ran that. And I'm like, we scored touchdowns. I mean, I don't know what else we're supposed to do, but there are still, we ran some new plays last night and we had some that we're going to continue to work on. But, you know, we're evolving just like anybody else. We like to have plays for certain situations. Some plays you only run once or twice, maybe even a year. But, you know, if you got them practiced up and they work for that one or two times, that's exactly what you're looking for, just that one big play.
Well, it's always nice to have a 37-yard play in your back pocket, Coach. One play, though, I noticed that you ran for the first time, and it really showed off the athleticism of Alex Schultz and the passing qualities there of Brett Lesh, and a little fade pattern out of the backfield, a route out of the backfield for Alex Schultz down that sideline, and Brett put it right up there on his outside shoulders, and Alex brought it in.
Yeah, that's part of our two-minute package, and you know, I thought he got out of bounds, but I guess he didn't. He's over on the sideline there. But you know, we just ran out of time. I think we had a second left to try to get the ball snapped on that last one, or I think we would have scored right then too. So yeah, Alex is not only a great runner, but he's got, just like a lot of our guys, got a great set of hands. So when we're in four wide, there's actually our fullback catches the ball really well too. So we got five really good receivers out there, and our line has been doing a great job in our two-minute offense blocking package. So that can be a real weapon for us when we need it.
47 was a brute up front there early going. You guys really pounded the middle there, and I knew you were softening them up to get something on the outside of bootleg. And, boy, just being able to run big number 47 along an offensive line that just kept chugging their way down the field. It was just a massive humanity going down the football field.
Well, we love to start out with establishing that fullback, because, like you said, when they have to bunch up in the middle, then that opens up the outsides. You know, and our offensive line has done a great job. I do want to give a shout out to Hunter Gertz. There's a boy who's worked really hard, just as hard as anybody in the weight room, and he's just had some injury problems this year. But I hope it was just an aggravation of what he had. But you know, I want us to tell him our thoughts and prayers with him as far as his knee, and he's just exemplifies the kind of kids we have. They work hard, they do a great job, and you know, we're winning football games. We're winning football games the right way. Got great attitudes with our kids. A great sportsman. Sidelines is great, so we're just trying to, you know, build the kind of relationships and the kind of kids that turn into young men that you want to have in your community.
Well, Coach, your offensive line has been making pancakes all season long, and why not make them next Saturday morning as well after a CMB victory? And pancake breakfast next Saturday, 7 to 10. And, Coach, I think that if the football players can make football pancakes on a Friday night, it's a great start to Saturday, having them make you pancakes on Saturday mornings.
Well, that's always one of my favorite Saturday of the year. Those kids are in there making the food for me, and I get to eat it, and I just have to sit around and chat with the people. So that's it's all good.
Very good. Well, we got a guy that helps make those pancakes because he puts the beef on them, and that is Coach Mick. Come on up here. Coach Neil Mick is in the house. And, Coach, man, I tell you what, on Friday nights, I don't know if there's a busier person in the world than Neil Mick. And, Neil, you got to get the video, the audio, the equipment, the game tape ready. And then, of course, every morning you got to get up early and get these guys big enough that they can go out and make pancakes on Friday night.
Yeah, I help with the weight room a lot. We get there 5:30 every morning. Usually have a good turnout. Guys are up early getting to work, and the ones that do come on a consistent basis, you can really tell throughout the year and how they've gained their strength, gained weight. I mean, two big examples I can think of is Dalton Folkerts. I mean, he gained 40 pounds, and he's not as small as he was anymore. A lot of muscle. Hunter Gertz, he did the same thing. Ryan Romanko and Kieran Judge all put a lot of hard work in, besides a lot of other people too, but those are the four that I can just stand out in my mind of really that changed a lot during the off season.
You're the change coordinator. That's what I'm going to call you, because you make changes in the guys, and it's not just it just changes in the physical, but you also get them mentally changed, because during the week they get to watch huddle, and if it wasn't for the videotape and the work that goes on there, and I know you put the tape on huddle and the video has to be done, they not only physically getting changed by you, Coach, but they're getting the mental edge as well.
Yeah, huddle's a great thing. I mean, our players are able to look at the film right away. As soon as I get home from the game, I can start uploading it onto the internet, and then Nick Krall gets hold of it, and he takes all the film from the other team that we're going to be playing the next week, and he's able to break it down, because that's what he did in college. So he's for the last 4 years, so he's very good at doing that, and he does it very fast. So he's able to get us all the information we can on our other team, while our game, our other coaches can watch that also and be able to tell our players what they did wrong and what they did good in the last Friday's game.
Well, Coach Mick, I know how much work you do, and I really appreciate it. And I know that the community appreciates it, because you're developing really solid young men, not just football players, but really solid young men, because they have to get up early and work hard, and that's discipline, and I appreciate all the work you're doing.
And one last thing I want to tell you, Jason, that there's a lot of guys out there that you don't even see helping out. Such, we have our stat guys. We have Brandon Banning, Joe Bates, Kevin Heffron, Dave Mick. They're up in the press box every game getting all the stats for our guys. We got Eric Bishop taping from the sideline. We got my brother Kurt Mick taping from the end zone. And then this year we got Bill Winky and Abe Flores taping also from the sideline, sending us the film as soon as we need it to the Kunos, so that if we have a bad play or something, we can see it within a minute of what happened, so we can start figuring it out as soon as we get them off the field what they did wrong. So we have a lot of different guys behind the scenes. I mean, we also have Kyle Bachman. They bring their the train locomotive horn to all the home games. We got Ray Vicko in the fire department. They bring us the smoke machine. So we got just a lot of different guys that you don't even know do a lot of stuff that are out there helping.
Coach, it's unbelievable how much it takes to make Friday night work. I get to watch it happen like a bunch of busy ants down there scurrying all over the place, and I bump into you all night long. So thanks so much for what you do, and all the guys that make Friday night such a big event for Albie football.
Thank you.
Neil Mick, part of a tremendous group of people to make this all come together. And we're going to meet some other people and make Friday nights pretty darn special. That's the cheerleaders. The cheerleaders are on deck next. And then Coach Ratliff's going to talk about his cross-country team when we come back. Back to the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
Buying a car can be a bit intimidating. You know what you want, but the salespeople are always trying to push you into something that you don't want, can't afford, or both. Hi, I'm Steve Bunch, General Manager at Motor Inn Auto Group of Knoxville. Denise Deaver of Knoxville recently came by and told one of our salesmen, Rex DeMoss, that she was looking for a hardtop convertible. Even though we didn't have one on the lot at the time, Rex immediately went looking for Denise's dream car.
We had talked to Rex and just said we really wanted a convertible. So we asked Rex if he would maybe do some looking and see what he could find, and I thought it'd probably be, you know, some time, like 3-6 months before he really found anything, and I didn't know how, you know, how serious he was going to be with it, and he was pretty serious, because 2 weeks later, almost 2 weeks to the day from when we told him, he called and said he thought he had what we were looking for. Rex has always been super anything. If there's, you know, a question, he's real quick to answer. If he doesn't know the answer, he gets the answer. He's just been really super to work with.
Find out what it's like to be in the driver's seat when you're looking for your next vehicle at Motor Inn Auto Group of Knoxville.
There's no need to look any further than Community First Credit Union for the right deal on your next auto loan. CFirst is offering a fixed auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR for up to 72 months.
Take advantage of our low rates and extended terms today and get yourself a new car with an auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Rate subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Ah, that fight song that goes off often on Friday nights as this Blue Demon football team has been so successful this year, and the big night, the Friday Night Lights, has become. It starts with all the people that are sometimes behind the scenes, but a group of ladies that are never behind the scenes are out there front and center, and they are representing well, and that is our cheerleaders. Coach Mecca Wallace is with me, and Coach, I keep saying this, is how much cheerleading has really been a part of Friday Night Lights and all the sports activities, but the improvement of the program, and you guys are taking it to new levels. Now you're going into competition, and let's talk a little bit about the competition that's coming up for you guys. I think that's a really big moment for the program.
Last year we attended the competition in Des Moines at the first part of November, and we're excited to say we came back with a first place. And this year we're actually heading out November 2nd to Des Moines, and we're entering a new division, or a different division, a timeout division, and that's a one-minute cheer that would be similar to something you would do during a timeout. The girls have been working really hard, and this year we're excited because it's actually a state title division, a championship, so we could potentially bring home a banner, so we're excited about that.
Yeah, so many historic moments for you, Mecca, and your program over the last few years, and bring home a banner, put up on the thing, that'd have to be another proud moment for you guys.
It's definitely a goal of ours. You know, so excited to take four girls now. A couple of them have represented a couple times at the Shrine Bowl, but that was really an exciting moment, and we're looking forward to doing that again this year.
You had a lot of seniors last year that really were important to this program, that left their mark, and you know, they had to pass the baton off, and you know, girls have to be willing to step up, not just capable, but willing to step up and take that leadership role, and it appears that you know, they're really doing that.
Right, we have a lot of seniors this year as well, so it's, I think, going to be an emotional year for all of us. As I've said before, we have I have several girls that have been with me for the last 3 years that are graduating this year.
Well, it helps to have that kind of depth in the program where you have girls that are going to follow each other and have been around you know, the program long enough that they kind of know the standard of the program.
Right, exactly. We have three strong juniors that will be happy to step up and take those positions. So, but our seniors will definitely be missed.
Well, you brought some ladies with you today, and introduce them to us, and let's find out what their excitement. I see their excitement on Friday nights, and I love, you know, the uniforms look great, and I love the fact that that, you know, we have such enthusiasm. I mean, you know, it sometimes it's difficult because the fans aren't always bought in, but that's not been the case the last several years.
It has not been the case. These young ladies go out there every Friday night. They look great. We are actually very blessed in Albia. We meet cheerleaders along the way that, you know, their uniforms aren't quite up to what our expectations are here. And, you know, we match. We have wonderful we carry ourselves very well. Our bows and our hair is done nicely, and makeup. They're just really a classy, good group of girls, and we don't always meet that when we're on the road, so we're proud of that.
Well, they represent the ALBIA across their uniforms well. Girls, introduce yourselves. We'll start with you, young lady.
I'm Brianna Morgan, and I'm a senior on the squad this year.
Well, Brianna, you're one of the seniors, and talk about what it means to go to this competition, you know, to have a chance to have an opportunity to bring home one of those big old banners and put the state championship up there.
I'm really excited for it. I'm the captain of the squad this year, so I'm pretty excited to lead the group to the competition and hopefully bring home a banner to hang.
Senior means responsibility. It means leadership. That's something that's not always fun to have to carry, but it's a responsibility you're given nonetheless.
Yeah, I actually have a lot of responsibilities inside the school this year, and I was just saying the other day how exciting it is to have so many responsibilities trusted with me.
Well, you got your little sister with you. There's little Lulu with us, Lulu Morgan. Talk about working with your sister in the program. That's got to be fun to be able to do things together.
Well, it does have its difficulties at moments.
Well, we got all day. Let's start talking. But talk about, though, you guys, you got to put together this one-minute routine, and it's got to be precise, crisp, and then you got to do that with all the pressure, not just of eyes watching you to cheer, but a chance to judge you and to earn a championship.
Well, I think it will be really fun, and, yeah, it will be difficult, but I think it'll all be worth it in the end.
All right, young lady across the way, tell the world, your name and your class, and then talk a little bit about what this means to you.
My name is Brittany Bowersock. I'm a senior, and this year I am solely a football cheerleader. I have other responsibilities during competition with FFA this year, so I know that as a team, we are excited to move forward through the season with our boys, and we say our boys because we claim them, and we have high hopes of going to the Dome, as do the boys, and we are very excited to watch them continue. And as long as they know that we believe, then they can too.
Well, you guys bring your cheerleading spirit. I'm already ready to go. You got me wanting to go out and play football right now, just so you can cheer for me. But I love the way that you guys are enthusiastic about it, and you were the emotions of the football game. And Coach talked about that a few weeks. We were talking about it's not just the guys on the field. It's the managers and the cheerleaders. You're right there with the guys. You go through the battles of the game as well. Maybe not physically, but mentally. That was your question, but that's all right. I'm teasing. Brittany's got a big old smile on her face, and where is he going with this? Brittany, I have to get bailed out all the time. That's why I need cheerleaders to bring me along. You're a senior. You got this big moment. Talk about this big moment for you and the program. You've been a part of the program, and you get to now leave another mark on it.
It is a very big moment for all of us seniors. I myself have been a cheerleader throughout the years, and it's sad to see it end, especially with a great coach. She's really brought us far, and it is going to be very emotional.
Well, ladies, thank you so much for stopping by. We got a little bit of time to talk tonight, but this afternoon, but I appreciated the time with you. And, Coach, you do have an outstanding group of ladies that represent our school so well, and I know it's a lot of work and hard to get everybody together, but it is appreciated.
Thank you. It is a lot of hard work, but these ladies make it fun each and every day that we go out there for practice, and we look forward to going to each and every game, and we've really set a lot of new traditions for ourselves this year. We have a meal together before we go out to the game, and we're just sharing a lot of special moments, and it's something that I'll always remember.
All right, well, bring that special moment by on Friday night. Once again, we got to get our perfect cheer before the game. Dan Stocker always needs encouragement because he has to stand next to me all night. So stop by and see us before, and we'll get another cheer on the air. Sound good? All right, the cheerleaders, thanks for stopping by. We're going to come back. We're going to run really quick and catch up with Coach Todd Ratliff. Talk some cross country when we come back. Back to the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Dewey Motor Company of Albia would like to take this time to welcome Scott Tibbles as the new service manager. Dewey is excited to have Scott, a lifelong resident of Monroe County. Scott brings a fresh and new approach to the service department, and Scott's number one goal is customer satisfaction. Dewey services all makes and models, and for your convenience, Dewey offers free local pickup and delivery. So give Scott a call today to schedule your next appointment at 641-932-7500.
Hi, this is Jackie Huber with the White Buffalo Restaurant, telling you about our daily lunch buffet. You'll start with our huge salad bar, the freshest homemade salads and salad toppings. There's Caesar salad and two fresh soups also. Our hot food buffet features roasted chicken, made from scratch pizza, potatoes, and more sides, fresh tortilla wraps, and ice cream. So change your ways and do what's fresh every day with our lunch buffet. It's only $6.95 and it's ready when you are. See you at the Buffalo.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner as we roll along on this Saturday morning. And I got Coach Todd Ratliff with me. Coach, I'll tell you what, we've been running trying to catch up with each other, buddy, and finally get this done. I had you sitting out at the corner 34 and 5 waiting for me, but you showed off your running prowess and got here in no time.
Yeah, I actually used the challenge here. It's a little quicker than I am.
With you behind it, for sure. Talk about this team, man. You're getting lots of accolades, and rightfully so. You know, earlier this morning on the Coach's Corner down in Davis County, they were talking about your cross-country team, and you've got everyone's eye. The bullseye has been on your guys' back for some time. You've really set the standard in the South Central Conference in cross-country, but this year's team's got the making of something special.
Yeah, you know, we really do. We have great leadership, you know, on both the boys and the girls' side. Caitlin Spieler leading the girls' team, and Mason Cox leading the boys' team. So they started the leading early at the end of last season. They knew that they would be the team captains, and they did some things in the off season. You know, we spent some time out in Colorado this summer, and that was good. We learned some new training techniques, which is good. You know, we've been running the program off motivation and hard work, but there are some smarter ways to do some things too, and now we're implementing those, and it just makes us a lot fresher for the last half of the races, and we're seeing a great result with what we're doing this season.
Let's talk about these young ladies first. We had expectation for them. We knew that there was a couple of runners that might have a chance to be really, really good. But as a group, they've really they performed up to those standards and maybe exceeding them.
Yeah, you know, they're at a 75% winning percentage. When you think of what we lost seven seniors off the squad last year, to include Kim Tina, who's running up at DMAC, their number one runner, and Kristen Garver down in Kansas State. So it's been good. Michelle spent some good time in the offseason putting some miles in. She was one of those that went out to Colorado. And she started out a little bit slow this year, but we knew that would happen with the way we were training. But the last meet, she beat four ranked girls, one from Mount Air, one from I-35, a couple from the Davis County program. So she's really coming on strong right when we want her to, and that's good. Caitlin's been hurt just a little bit. She does so many activities. She's got a foot injury now, but she's working through that. She'll be ready to start running again on Monday, so we're looking forward to that. And then Jordan Winkie, the freshman that came in, she's splitting time with volleyball. She's ended up being our number two girl, and comparing her times to Kim Tino's times last year at the courses where we ran there within 2 to 4 seconds. So an amazing runner. She's learning how to distance run. She's done sprints in the past during track, having a good time there. But with Jordan being a little bit injured, had a volleyball injury, and Caitlin being injured, some others have had to step up. Susie Strasco stepped up real nice. Liz Natar, who's sharing time with the cheer squad, was our number two runner at the last meet. Liz Kent, a senior, Sarah Clark, Emma Dineen. You know, we were pretty fortunate we had some extra people in the well to go to.
Yeah, that's a lot of athletes that you just mentioned right there, and really good athletes you just listed off, Coach. And, you know, we need to keep the program going. But you built such a strong program. You can get some depth. You got girls wanting to come out. Heck, my daughter, Kinnick, 8 years old, is talking about cross country. And, of course, it doesn't hurt. Her dad likes to run. But it's pretty cool stuff. You know, you get the young people start talking about it and keep building your program.
Yeah, you know, and we can look down to Davis County and see what Coach Rowe has done down there. She was a cross-country coach for 25 or 30 years, and when she stepped out and Coach Husted stepped in, she just went and with some other community members started a track and field club. I think they call it 4 to 94, something like that. And they get together three days a week, and they meet in that indoor rec facility during the winter and outdoors in the summer. And that's really produced some strong runners down there. They have their freshman group for the guys' side were state cross-country champions as sixth graders, as seventh graders, and as eighth graders. So they're starting it younger. We see Pekin does that as well. So, you know, hopefully down the road in the future we can look at doing that here in town too.
Well, Coach, let's move to the guy's side because, Colton Dorpinghaus, what an amazing run he's having right now. I think five or six championships. It's unreal.
Yeah, he's definitely leading the way out front. Every meet he's running except for the Oskaloosa meet where he went up against some pretty stout brothers from Oskaloosa, Skyler and Spencer DeYoung. But otherwise, he's led from start to finish in every other race he's been in this year. And that's been amazing. But he's pulling Tyler Pass and Mason Cox up front with him throughout the meet and in practice because the three of those guys really team up together for their workouts, and it's very beneficial to the team.
Coach, this team has a pretty big goal ahead of it, getting a state as one of them, but this is a team that can go and challenge for a championship type of finish.
Well, you know, you've got some pretty solid programs out there in the state. You've got Monticello and North Polk and Gilbert and Osage and some of those programs that have built a strong tradition. They're always in the top five. So I'm not quite sure if we're there yet. East Marshall, another one. Not quite sure if we're there yet, but we're breaking down some of the other teams and their runners and the distance from their number one, you know, all the mathematical stuff because I love math. And I would say that this year we need to get to state first. And, you know, where we go to districts will have a huge impact on that. If we go out to Tipton, it looks like there's seven teams that are either ranked or should be ranked in that district alone. Only the top three go. So it'll be who runs best on that day. If we go to Panora or go to Gilbert, maybe a little better shot at getting there as a team. But our goal really is to run the best that we can run individually, and then that makes the best we can run as a team. And, you know, they started back in May after school got out. I still have the text. I got a text from a father. He's like, "Hey, Coach, when does cross country start?" And I thought, "Oh, that's kind of odd. It's May." And then I got a text with a picture in it, and it had six of the guys we're talking about stretching in the driveway getting ready to start their summer runs before cross country. So the kids are showing the dedication, and we just hope that at the end it works out well for us.
Well, you know, going on a trip to Colorado, the things you guys learned there, and then, you know, just seeing the guys running during the summer together, it, you know, you got by, and it makes getting better easy.
Yeah.
Easier.
You're right. And some of the younger guys that are coming on strong are pretty amazing. We've got Cole Karimski, who, if you'd have told me 2 years ago, he's kind of like the Tyler Passett story of last year. If you'd have told me 2 years ago, hey, he's going to be in your top four, your varsity runners, I would have probably giggled a little bit under my breath. But that young man has taken what he learned in Colorado and decided to be serious for the most part out on the courses. He's awesome to watch because if he doesn't know you're watching, you'll see him still jumping after leaves on the trees because he's having fun. So that's amazing, too, to see that. But Tyler Berry's really stepped up big this year. Caleb Boley in his first year running with us, staying in that top varsity. And then, of course, with Mason, Colton, and Tyler staying in the top five at most meets, it makes it a lot easier to win team titles when you've got three guys that close to the front.
It's pretty good stuff, and you know, lots of guys behind it. I know Cameron Stocker talking to him. Seeing the guys, like, you know, that maybe have never done it before, but seeing them come out and participate, and it's going to help them in all the other sports. Man, you want to get in good condition, and you want to learn discipline because, you know, your mind tells you sometimes that your body tells you that running is not so much fun until you can break that down, and then you realize, man, this is good stuff.
You're exactly right. We've got 21 guys that are running this year, so we're pretty deep in there. You know, Lee Kern's another one. Eric Plate, the foreign exchange student from Germany, has been in the top eight or nine guys all season, top seven for a while there. Cameron Jordan is another one, a freshman who's just waiting to explode onto the running scene as well. And, you know, we've had some help from the outside this year. We knew that after last season that we kind of had the conference target on our back, and we like that because it's ours to give away. Or to keep, but Davis County, as good as they are this year, they've made us work to be even better than what maybe we would have had we not seen them five or six meets this season.
Well, Coach, let's talk about this sprint to the end because it's starting to wind down. You've been blessed with some really good weather, to be honest with you. That's maybe a little warmer than in the past, so it's allowed you to really build up some of your stamina.
Yeah, we have. Like I think on Wednesday. Thursday we did an 8 mile run, seven for the JV kids. So we've built up our endurance a lot better this year than maybe in the past, and that's good. That's gonna help us when it does get a little bit colder. You know, our hearts are used to working a little bit harder. That'll allow us to do a better warm up maybe than some of the teams around us because we know we can run for an hour without without issues. But we've got two meets left. We've got Centerville, which is just a great meet for us. Fort Madison's there, Mount Pleasant's there, Atoma's there. You've got Knoxville, Oskaloosa. So that's one of those meets where we love going to that meet 2.5 weeks out of districts because it's got the district atmosphere in it, and our guys seem to rise for that. And then the following week we have the South Central Conference. Again, it's going to be a dogfight. You know, our ladies have been in the top two for the conference teams behind Davis County all season, and up to this point we've been able to hold everybody off on the guy side. And if you talk to any one of those guys, they're going to tell you that it's not going to change.
We're talking with Coach Todd Ratliff about this amazing cross-country program. Both the boys and girls have an outstanding season. Coach, you're still using heart monitors because I thought that was a nice adjustment you guys made this summer. And you know, lots of sciences went into to that, and it appeared you guys were really benefiting from it.
Yeah, we are, and I think that's been huge for us. You know, you have to have athletes buy in when you change things, especially if you've had some success in the past, which, you know, we've had some success. So when those guys went out to Colorado and they learned from collegiate athletes, from world-class athletes, from, you know, Kenyans who have won the Des Moines Marathon and the Army 10-miler, they come in and they talk about it, and they talk about the stages that your body will go through. You know, that those first few times we wore them, we were going so slow. It felt like we were doing the wrong thing. But we've stayed with that. Personally, I decided I needed to do it as well. So my mile pace at aerobic threshold was like an 8:37. I'm like, wow, an 8:37 is way slower than I need to be running. But you do that for an hour and you just keep it there. You know, the next day it's at an 8:34. And we did it, like I said, we did the 8-miler on Thursday, and my mile pace was right around 7:07. So obviously that's come down a lot. And that's just your endurance. You're building endurance. And then, you know, yesterday we went to aerobic capacity, which is where you get your heart pumping like it's going to pound out of your chest, and that's when you're working on your speed so you can make those moves in a race when you need to get around people. You need to push that last half mile out to go catch people, and, you know, it's worked for these kids this year.
Well, Coach, it's a lot of fun, but I know it's a lot of work, and, you know, you're not alone at making it all happen. You got some great coaches that have been, you guys are like family.
Yeah, you know, Coach Dorpinghaus, she helps with the administrative stuff, with making sure that we have everything when we get there and get to the meets, and she helps make sure that the managers are corralled and they've got all the finishing cards and get the results turned in, and that allows me and Coach Beal to be out there and coach the kids. So when we get there, you know, I'll either take the girls' team or the boys' team. Coach Beal takes the other set of athletes, and we walk the course and we talk about strategic places on the course and what we need to be thinking as we go to the certain places. You know, having Coach Beal there is amazing. He's my right hand. He might be my left hand too, because he keeps me in check. He keeps the realism there. You've known me a long time, and a lot of times I see down that one tunnel that I'm looking down, and he opens that vision up for me. He's like, hey, yeah, this did happen, but remember this. Look at the improvements they made. Or he'll say, hey, you know, maybe we should adjust because of this. He's got a great feel for the athletes and how they're feeling, and if we need to alter workouts. He helps me go away from the science into the realism of the kids that we work with on a daily basis. And, you know, it would be – I can't even think what it would be like without coaching with you know, Coach Beal for sure, and Coach Dorpinghaus helping me out in the way she helps.
Well, I know you're a goal type of guy. When you're a runner and you get that runner's mentality, the horizon is your target, and you never can catch it. Man, sometimes it can be frustrating, but you always want to keep seeking that horizon.
Yeah, you know, and having Mason Cox on the guy's side be our team captain, I'm not sure how often you've talked with Mason, but he's not a big talker. But when he talks in practice, people listen. I see a lot of Ethan Dottweiler in him. And that's amazing. You know, he was a sophomore when Ethan was there, and he's learned a lot of great leadership skills from Ethan without being that out front. And, you know, when we've got more time, we'll talk about some stories about how he broke in being the leader this season and the strides he's made both as a runner but also as a leader.
Well, Coach, I know it's a lot of fun right now in the high school program because every you know, the volleyball team's having great success. You got a great cheerleading group, the football team with a magical season, and you guys having and ladies having the season you're having. It's a lot of fun to be a part of Albia Sports.
Yeah, I don't think there's ever been a better time to be a Blue Demon.
Coach Todd Ratliff, head coach of the Albia Boys and Girls Cross Country team. Amazing season they're having, and they're going to have a great run, a great finish here to their season. We'll have them back on, Coach. You won't have to run from the 34 and 5 to the square to get us next time. Hey, an extended version of the Coach's Corner. I want to thank Scotty Fry. Scotty, you did a good job of keeping me on tax today, buddy. Just 12 minutes over. Have a great Saturday. You've been listening to Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. We'll see you next Saturday.